द फेस्टिवल ऑफ येलो एंड विजडम बसंत पंचमी. वंस अपॉन अ टाइम इन अ स्मॉल विलेज नियर द बैंक्स ऑफ द रिवर गंगा देयर लिव्ड अ काइंड हार्टेड बॉय नेम्ड नीरव एंड हिज क्यूरियस यंगर सिस्टर निधि. Their grandmother, affectionately called Dadi, was the village storyteller. Every evening, the children and the villagers gathered around her to listen to her tales, especially during festivals. One fine morning, Nirav noticed a sea of yellow blossoming across the fields. The mustard flowers swayed gently in the cool February breeze, and the entire landscape seemed bathed in gold. Birds chirped melodiously as if announcing the arrival of a celebration. Nirav turned to Dadi and asked, "Why is everyone wearing yellow today? What is so special about this day?" Dadi smiled warmly and said, "Ah, Nirav, today is Basant Panchmi, the festival of spring, wisdom and learning. Let me tell you the story behind it," said Dadi. Dadi began, "Many, many years ago, when the world was still young, there was chaos everywhere. There was no music, no art, no learning, just silence and ignorance. Seeing this, Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, decided to do something. Lord Brahma took some holy water from his kamandal, that is, a water pot, and sprinkled it into the air while chanting a divine mantra. Out of the water emerged a radiant goddess dressed in a dazzling white sari. She held a veena, a stringed instrument, in one hand, a book in another, a rosary in the third, while her fourth hand blessed the world. This was Goddess Saraswati, the embodiment of knowledge, wisdom, and creativity. As she strummed her veena, music filled the universe for the first time. Birds sang, rivers flowed melodiously, and people began to speak and sing. It was Goddess Saraswati who gave the world the gift of speech, wisdom, and art. Thus, Basant Panchmi became the day to honor Goddess Saraswati, the one who removes ignorance and fills lives with light of knowledge. Nidhi was sitting by Dadi's feet. She asked, "But Dadi, why does everyone wear yellow on this day?" Dadi nodded and continued, "Yellow is the color of joy, energy, and new beginnings. It is also the color of mustard flowers that bloom during this season, making the fields look like they are covered in gold. But there's another reason. When goddess Saraswati first appeared, she radiated a soft golden yellow light that symbolized wisdom and enlightenment. Since then, people wear yellow to honor her and to celebrate the arrival of spring. Dadi's eyes twinkled as she described the season. Basant Panchmi is also a celebration of spring. After the cold winter, nature burst into life. Trees sprout new leaves, flowers bloom, and the air is filled with the sweet fragrance of fresh blossoms. People celebrate by flying kites, singing songs, and dancing in the fields. In many parts of India, children begin their first lesson on this day, as it is considered very auspicious. The ritual is called Vidyarambh, where little ones are introduced to letters and words for the first time. It's as if they are receiving the blessing of Goddess Saraswati herself. As the story unfolded, Nirav leaned in closer, eager to hear more. Dadi continued, "Let me tell you another story. Long ago, there was a wise king named Raja Bhoj. He ruled over a prosperous kingdom, but faced a prolonged drought that caused suffering among his people. One day, a learned sage visited his court and suggested that the king worship Goddess Saraswati to bring prosperity back to the land. Raja Bhoj organized a grand festival on Basant Panchmi. He and his people prayed to the goddess, seeking her blessings. Moved by their devotion, Goddess Saraswati appeared and played her veena. The sound brought back life to the parched lands. River flowed again and the kingdom flourished. Since then, people have celebrated Basant Panchmi with great devotion and joy. Nirav and Nidhi were so inspired by Dadi's stories that they decided to celebrate Basant Panchmi with the villagers. They helped their mother prepare a special prasad of bundi and kesar chawal, that is sweet saffron rice. Nirav wore a yellow kurta and Nidhi adorned herself in a beautiful yellow dress. In the village temple, a small idol of Goddess Saraswati was decorated with marigold flowers. The villagers sang hymns and offered prayers, seeking her blessings for wisdom and prosperity. Later, Everyone gathered in the fields to fly kites. The sky was a vibrant tapestry of colors, with kites soaring high, symbolizing aspiration and dreams. Nirav and Nidhi's kite painted with the image of Veena flew the highest, and the children felt as though Goddess Saraswati herself was blessing their efforts. As the day ended, Dadi gathered everyone for the last story. "Remember, children," she said, "Basant Panchmi is not just about wearing yellow or flying kites. It reminds us of the importance of knowledge, creativity, and harmony with nature. In life, there will be times when ignorance or challenges cloud our path, just like the barren fields in winter. But with the blessing of Goddess Saraswati and the spirit of spring, we can fill our lives with wisdom, hope, and new beginnings." Nirav and Nidhi nodded thoughtfully, realizing the deeper significance of the festival. They promised to always seek knowledge, nurture creativity, and spread joy, just like the vibrant mustard flowers of the Basant Panchmi.